So let's review. The Gemara continues with a discussion about the minimum size of a sukkah. Amar Shmuel by Yitzchak, Halacha tzricha shetehei machzek es reishi v'rubei v'shulchanai. A sukkah must be at least large enough to fit reishi v'rubei v'shulchanai, a person's head, the majority of his body, and his table. This seems to follow the opinion of the Beis Shammai, which is unusual, since we generally follow the opinion of the Beis Hillel. The Gemara cites the Mishnah later in the Masechta, Nav Chof Ches Amar Aleph. Misha haya reishi v'rubei b'sukkah v'shulchanai b'teich habayis, Beis Shammai paislin, u'Beis Hillel machshirin. The Gemara explains that this machlekes can be understood two ways. B'sukkah ketana, regarding the smallest possible sukkah. And the machlekes is in machzekes v'ena machzekes, which means, b'shamay hold, machzekes reishe v'rubei v'shalchanei k'sheira. A sukkah must fit reishe v'rubei v'shalchanei in order to be k'sheira, a valid sukkah. However, ena machzekes el reishe v'rubei, if it can only fit the person v'lei shalchanei, but not the table, it is psula, not valid. And b'shalchanei hold, according to this understanding, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak clearly rules like the Beis Shammai. However, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says that perhaps Beis Hill also agree that only Machzekes Reisha Rubei V'Shulchanei K'sheira, and their Machlekes is B'Sukkah G'dayla. Regarding a larger Sukkah, which meets the minimum requirements, and they disagree in Yatzah V'La Yatzah, in a case of Misha Haya Reisha Rubei B'Sukkah V'Shulchanei B'Teich HaBayis, where someone is sitting at the entrance of the sukkah, but his table is outside the sukkah in the house. Beis Shammai say, lo yatza. He cannot fulfill the mitzvah this way because, gzirinan, shema yimashach achar shulchanai, lest he be drawn after his table and end up eating in the house. And Beis Hillel hold yatza, because lo gzirinan shema yimashach achar shulchanai. Based on supporting brises, the Gemara concludes that the machlekes of Beis Shammai u'Beis Hillel applies to both sukkah ketana and sukkah gedayla. The Gemara points out that the wording of the Mishnah indicates so as well. The words Misha Haya Reisha Ruba B'Sukkah V'Shulchanah B'Teich HaBayis indicate that they are discussing the manner in which the person is sitting, which is Sukkah Gedayla. Because for the discussion of a Sukkah Ketana, the minimum measurements of the Sukkah, Machzekes V'Ein Machzekes, would be more appropriate. And the words B'Shamei Paisel B'Sil Machshirin indicate that they disagree about the validity of the Sukkah, which is Sukkah Ketana. Because for the discussion of Sukkah Gedayla, whether one may sit this way or not, Yatza v'lo Yatza would be more appropriate. Therefore, we must say that the Mishnah was worded this way because they do indeed disagree about both questions. V'chasur mechzer v'hachiktane. It is missing some words and should be read as follows. Misha haya reisha v'rubei b'sukkah v'shulchanah b'teich habayis. B'shama em lo Yatza u'beis hila emrim Yatza. V'sha'ina machzekes ela kadei reisha v'rubei b'lvad b'shama paislin u'beis hila machshir. The two brises also mention Rebbe's opinion, with slightly different expressions. Rebbe Yomer, Atshiyehiba Arba Amos al Arba Amos, or Rebbe Yomer, Kol Sukkah She'imba Arba Amos al Arba Amos Psula. Rebbe holds that the minimum measurements of a sukkah must be 4x4 Amos. Similarly, the Gemara cites a brisa, Tan Rabban, Bayis She'imba Arba Amos al Arba Amos, Pata Min HaMezuzah. The brisa teaches that Bayis is defined as minimally 4x4 Amos, and then goes on to list several mitzvahs and halachas that generally apply to a house, but do not apply to a house smaller than that. This seems to follow Rebbe's opinion. However, the Gemara differentiates and says, "Afilu tam rabbanan, ad kan l'kam rabbanan hasam ele in sukkah the diris aroihi. Avlaka bebayis the diris kavahu afilu rabbanan maydu the e is be dalar amis al dalar amis dair bayinchi veloi loy dair bayinchi." Only regarding sukkah, which is a temporary dwelling, do the Rabban hold that the minimum measurement is reisha v'rubei v'shulchanei, which the Gemara later defines as zayin al zayin, 7x7 tefachim. However, regarding bayis, which is a permanent dwelling, the Rabban agree that the minimum measurement is 4x4 amos, because people will not live in the smaller house. The Gemara now explains the relevant halachas of a regular house, which do not apply to a house that is less than arba amos al arba amos. Amamar, pata min mezuzah. It does not require a mezuzah on its door. It does not require a fence around the edge of its roof. It does not become tame from negibatim. It is not sold permanently as are other houses in walled cities. It does not exempt its owner from going to war. The reason for all the above is the bayis ksiv behu bekulu. Regarding all these mitzvahs, the Torah uses the word bayis in some form or another, as Rashi lists them in order. Mezuzah is beisecha, ki sibna bayis chadash, uvashu lo habayis, ki yimker bayis meishav, asher bona bayis chadash. A house that is less than 4x4 ames is not considered a bias. The Gemara continues. We do not include it in a Eruv HaTzeiros, nor in Shetuvim Avayis. We do not place the collected bread of the Eruv HaTzeiros in that house. My taima, delechazi ledira, because it is not fit for dwelling. It cannot be considered a protrusion to combine two cities as one regarding Tchum Shabbos. We cannot compare it to Burgen and Hutz, which are considered part of the city, because Burgen and Chazi l'milsayu, v'hai loy Chazi l'milsay. The hut serves its purpose, while this house does not serve its purpose. V'ein achen v'ashrutaf and chalkem bay, as the Gemara explains, she'im bay din chaluka b'chatzar. A house that's less than 4x4 ames is not subject to the laws of dividing a courtyard, which means it does not get awarded any of the chatzar area for its use, as are the other houses. Why? De'lemitzerkai. Since this house is not usable, it will probably be dismantled. Therefore, lo yavin lechatzar, we do not give it a portion of the chatzar.